Michael, raise your hand. Okay, got a bunch. If you're named Raphael, we have, okay, good. Can we go 3 for 3? Are there any Gabriels here? Yeah, we got, okay, good. Well, happy feast day to all of you. Today is the feast of the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. So whenever we celebrate a saint, like St. Matthew or St. Luke, whatever, if you have that name, it's like your feast day too. So for all, what's Nicholas? When is Nicholas? Does anybody know? You guys got to know. Shout it out. December 6th. So you got a couple more months. A few more. September 4th. Oh, you're September 4th. Oh, St. Nick is December 6th, though. So we got something to look forward to, right? So we celebrate today the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. I want to tell you just a little bit about each one. So first, Michael. And you might have heard of some prayers to the angels and stuff, but Michael is known for defending against bad things, defending against evil. So we even have a special prayer asking St. Michael to defend us. And so he's known for like protecting us. Raphael, his name literally means God heals. So your name means God heals. Did you know that? No? See, now you do. So God heals. And he's known in the Old Testament for healing God's people and being a way that God would take care of the Jewish people way back thousands of years ago. And Gabriel, do we know what Gabriel did? Yeah, he brought the good news of salvation. He came to Mary and said, hey, you're gonna give birth to the Son of God. Brought the good news of salvation to people. So Gabriel shared God's word. So what angels do is they protect us, they share God's word, and they're faithful. So thinking about how they protect us, what that means is it's a sign of God's love for us. You see, God loves us so much like a parent that part of his creation is he made angels to always watch over us 24/7. They never take a break. They're always on our side. They're always keeping an eye out for us. They're always there to protect us. So think of like your parents. Aren't they always looking out for you? Making sure where you are, making sure you're home on time, making sure you have food, right? So the archangels, it's kind of like that same thing where their number one goal is to make sure that we're going to be okay and that they'll protect us. They also share God's word. It's like with Gabriel, God had a message for Mary, and Gabriel delivered that message. And so when God really wants to tell us something important, he often sends his angels, but not only to Mary, but to all of us. And so when you're trying to make a very hard decision, or maybe if you're having a tough day and you're trying to figure out where God is and everything, it's his angels that come to us to share that message, somehow, some way. It's not always the same way, and it's not always obvious, but the angels always come. And the last thing is they're faithful. So what that means is they worship God constantly. And we'll hear that in one of the prayers coming up. They never stop worshiping God because they love God as much as God loves us. And it's out of that love that they take care of us. And so by celebrating their feast day today, one, we're reminded of what the angels do for us. So it's important to say a prayer of thanks today. So maybe at some point you can take a few minutes and just say thank you to the angels. But they also remind us of what we're supposed to do. It's a calling for us to make sure that we take care of one another, that we look out for our brothers and sisters, our friends, our family members, that we share God's word with other people in how we live and in the good things we do and in our service. And most of all, that we too are faithful, that we make sure we pray, we talk to God, come to church. So, we pray especially in thanksgiving for Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, the archangels, reminded of what they've done for us. But then we also look to them as examples of how we too are supposed to live.